Good morning. We are continuing with our questions of somebody who is visiting Israel for Sukkos and davening in a minyan with Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Could he participate in various aspects of the minyan? So the first question we're going to see is, can he be the Chasen Torah in Chutz Laretz? There's a division between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. One day is Shmini Atzeres, the next day is Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It's combined. So the Siyom Tov Sheni Kihel Chasa says as follows, Ben Chutz La'aretz Hanimtza Be'eretz Yisrael. If you have somebody from out of Israel who is in Israel, he nonetheless, even though it's not Simchas Torah for him, it's only Shmini Atzeres for him, he can still be the Chasen Torah if he davens in a minyan of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Not a problem doing that. Afal Pisha B'Chutz La'aretz Miksaimi Mesat Torah Rak L'Macharat. Even though in Chutz La'aretz they're only finishing the Torah the next day on Simchas Torah, but he can still be the Chasen Torah in an Israel minyan. Continuing, V'chein Yachol La'alos L'Torah B'yom Rishon Shal Chol HaMoed Sukkos, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in Israel, that for him is Yontif Sheni, and the Kriya is simply U'B'yom HaSheni here, and there's a different Kriya in Chutz La'aretz, which happens to include U'B'yom HaSheni, but it's a much longer Kriya. Despite that, even though it's Yontif Sheni for him, he can indeed have an aliyah. Af al pisha b'chutz la'aretz mosifim gam kriyas yom tov rishon. Even though they also add on to the kriya, not a problem. And in the minyan of his is for in Israel, he can have an aliyah as well. Our next question is: can it be the chazen for musaf? And what's the difference? Because in the musaf in chutz la'aretz, because it's a sveika diyoma, so they add in different korbanos of the day. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sveika Diyoma. If it's Yom HaSheni, we just say the Korbanos for Yom HaSheni. We don't say Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi. There's no doubt. So nonetheless, the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kielchasa says, Rashai ben Chutz La'aretz Liyot Shaliach Tzibor Be'Eretz Yisrael. Somebody from Chutz La'aretz can be the Shatz in Eretz Yisrael. And the converse is also correct. If somebody is from Israel and visiting Chutz La'aretz, he can be the Chazen as well in Chutz La'aretz. For Musaf of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Af Al Pei Sheyesh Shinui Ba'amiras HaKorbanos. Even though there's a difference in the Korbanos and the Musaf, nonetheless, we disregard that issue, and indeed you can act as a Shliach Tzibor for Musaf, not a problem. And the last issue, last question is how about being the Baal Kriya? If somebody is from outside of Israel and comes to Israel for Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and it's a different Kriya, or the different Minhagim on it, than in Eretz Yisrael, we just read the same day. For example, if it's the fourth day, we read Ubiyom HaRavi four times for all. Each Aliyah has the same Kriya. And in Chutz La'aretz, because of the Sveik of the Yoma, they read B'Yom HaShlishi, B'Yom HaRavi, B'Yom HaChamishi, all on Yom HaRavi, and based on the process, based on the minhag of how you read it, so it's a different kriya. So nonetheless, we paskin as follows: V'chein Rashi Likros b'chol amoid sukkis avur b'nei eretz. You saw somebody from outside of Israel who has a different schedule. He's keeping Yontif Sheni. Despite that, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, he's permitted to be the Baal Koreh. Not a problem. Af Shehem Maskirim Yom Echad Bilva B'Kriyasam. Even though in Eretz Yisrael we just read one day four times, and it's a different minhag in Chutz La'aretz, no problem. Somebody from Chutz La'aretz being the Baal Koreh here in Israel for an Israeli minyan. Have a wonderful day.